Hey, this is Tondi from Dice Heroes, and you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Hey, everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Hello, everybody. This is session number 6 of our Fear Itself game, brought to you by Birds of a Feather Coffee Company. I'm going to launch right into a recap of our last session, since it's been about 2 months for us in real time. So in the last session, we named the creature the Duamna, which was some creepy shit in like some kind of Eastern European language, which I don't recall. The bar that we had stashed the body at had gotten burned down, and ironically enough, there was no mention of a creepy creature that was there. We started to release some videos from our Ghost Facers YouTube channel. Randy had received a weird postcard from some place that we weren't sure of. So we got all loaded up and headed out. We bought a drone. We had our backpacks and packing all kinds of heat and went out. And Aaron sort of freaked out a little bit, so we didn't actually make it down into town. There was some weird electrical phenomena where we couldn't use the drone, we couldn't use our phones, so we decided to head into town to try to find out what was going on and, you know, take a look at the maps and, you know, go down to, like, Central Records to see what the master plan was. There was a little bit of a kerfuffle there, and we decided to head back out again and check it out, and all of a sudden the road was gone to said creepy town that looked like it was straight out of the 1940s. A couple days goes by, and Randy got the shit beat out of him, and we wound up with us being in the hospital with Randy as he lay sleeping, probably concussed and heavily medicated. So I kick it over to Neil, and we'll let him...
Oh, you blanked out for just a second. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, your last two words blanked out for me, so I was like, uh-oh. Yes, yeah, this game is brought to you by Birds of a Feather Coffee Company, because when it's so scary, you can't sleep, and you're too scared, and you don't want to just sit in that dark room alone waiting for creepy things to creepy crawl up in your bed. You got to get some delicious coffee to keep you up. Birds of a Feather Coffee Company, delicious coffee roasted by me. That's right. The DM, GM, runner, whatever you want to call me. Yeah, so check it out. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of this
game. Get some!
Because it's going good. Actually, do we want to introduce everyone each time? Are we doing that? Just so everyone has character names. Everyone, let's go, we'll go Brett, Kurt, John, say your name and your character's name so everyone can get your voice and your character together.
Sure. I'm Brett Miller, and I'm sick today, so pardon my voice. And I'm Jack Crandall, and I'm a professional truck driver and an ex-pro wrestler. And so there you go. That's who I am.
My name is Kurt, and I play Randy Anders. Apparently he's a tech guy working for what kind of company we still haven't figured out yet. I'm sure whatever it is, he is the best at it, even though he's not good at anything else, like running or fighting or anything. But he's a pretty cool dude. That's all I got.
All right, and this is John. I am playing Aaron O'Shaughnessy, not O'Shaughnessy, Aaron Shaughnessy, because O'Shaughnessy was too Irish.
Wait, do we have a retcon? You're retconning the O out?
No, there never was an O. I jumped the gun.
Oh, really? I thought there was. Oh, all right, well.
No.
News to me.
Because we had this conversation in-game one day when we did the genealogical study, and one of the things he said was, I could only be more Irish if my last name had an O in it.
Ah, there we go. All right, so you guys were at the – well, no, it was after Kurt was attacked, right?
I think we ended right in the hospital. Yeah.
All right. So, do you guys want to pick it up? You guys didn't have a conversation, right? You showed up, and then he's, I would say, like in the ER, but not like admitted. Like he's not like in a coma or anything, but just got roughed up. You know, not no weapons or anything. Just like looks like a real bad bar brawl, basically. Level of the kind of beat down. Parking lot beat down.
Are they keeping him? Yeah, are they keeping him from observation? At least the way that we ended, it seemed like he was in a room because I pitched the fit at the nurse's desk.
Oh, sure, yeah, overnight for a concussion because, you know, they don't want him to, like, go into a coma.
Die.
Yeah, so he's been – they suspect concussion, and they want to at least watch him overnight just to make sure there's no, like, brain swelling or, you know – like he doesn't like have seizures or pass out or anything. Also, I'm going to say Aaron's probably a little like paranoid or Aaron, sorry. Randy's probably a little paranoid about going into comas and seizures and things. It seems like the thing he might worry about. So maybe he's also insisting they keep him overnight to make sure he doesn't go into a coma or something.
That sounds legit.
So yeah. You can eventually, are you trying to talk her into giving them the room number, or did you get to his room? Sorry, I'm like...
No, I got to his room.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so, Jack was in, like, the in the hallway, because it was after... Because I went up after work, so it was, like, after, like, visiting hours, and then I went in and pitched a fit, and they were like, fuck it, I'm not... They don't pay me enough for this. So gotcha. I went up to the room and grabbed Jack, and we kind of went in just to sit with him, make sure that nothing... You know, he got assaulted, so make sure, like, nobody... came into the hospital or, you know, make sure to see if he was up or not up.
Nobody okay. putting the pillow yeah, over his head.
Yep. Just get rid of him. So, yeah, I don't – sorry. I feel like the worst GM because I'd spent so long and I didn't listen to the episode again. So, yeah, if I'd say you guys can pick up either – he'd be awake, I'm sure, when you come in. So if you haven't gotten the information on what happened, you can start the conversation there. Otherwise – you know what happened, and you can figure out what the hell it is you're going to do after that.
I asked Randy because I don't think we know what happened, if I recall correctly. So,
yeah, I think we ended right as you kind of got in, and it was like, okay, let's. Yeah.
So,
yeah, there was one frantic phone call, and Jack went up, and you know, I came up later.
Okay, so I guess I presume I would have talked to him probably.
Yeah, you went up earlier.
Yeah, so I'm basically just like touching my head, like oh, I'm all like just discombobulated. I'm like, I feel like a little cut on my head. I'm like, oh, did they do anything? What's got? Okay, it's just a cut. It's just a cut. It's just a cut. It's just a cut. Okay, I'm okay. Man, you should have saw me. I was really good out there. Okay, so I'm in a hospital, but still, I did really good. I mean, this guy was huge. I mean, he was probably like 7 foot tall. He looked like he could bench press, like, and I took like two really good beatings from him, and I'm still alive. I'm here. We're all good. I'm fine. I saw a tattoo. It was on his wrist. But I don't remember because I got hurt really bad. So I just remember it was a tattoo, some weird fucking symbol. I don't know what it was, but man, it's got to be linked to this stuff, man. I mean, somebody just either that or somebody was just they knew we're too close and they wanted to take me out, but I got away.
Did he say anything? I mean, you know, did he ask for anything? Did he?
Yeah, he said he basically talked with his fist and he pounded my face and that pretty much told me that he did not want me to be alive. Yes, that's pretty much what he said.
And you think this guy was connected? He wasn't some meth head or something? He was just
trying No way. He knew I had the information on me and he was trying to grab at me and trying to grab my sweatshirt and try to get. Yeah, I had that that flash drive, and he's trying to grab it for me, and I didn't let him get it. I did really good, and I fought him off. I kicked him hard in the nuts once, and it was really good. And then I got away. But yeah, it's got to be. I mean, seriously, the tattoo. He's a weird dude. He doesn't want. I mean, he didn't even most people like ask for money or something, you know, or like, give me all your cash. And I'm like, but he didn't. He just started like beating the fuck out of me. And I'm like, well, obviously this guy means business. So yeah. So it's gotta be that.
Damn.
He didn't take your money? He didn't take your wallet or anything?
No, he didn't take anything. I mean, obviously, the first time he beat me up, I was on the ground pretty bad. And he just kept wailing on me. He could have been just done. He could have just took my wallet. He could have just ran, just could have went to KFC and got himself a chicken sandwich. Because, you know, if he's that hungry, I could have just given him the money. Because I'm really good about giving to charity. But he didn't even do anything. So, I mean, what do I do? So,
all right.
Aaron looks over at Jack. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I kind of look over Randy, over his head to you, and just kind of like, you know, shake my head, and be like, there has to be something more going on. I mean, he's probably concussed right now, but you know, if the guy didn't rob him, I mean, there could be. I mean, could that thing could it have had like human help? Maybe. I mean, we killed it, but if there's more.
Yeah, well, maybe they're part of a cult and that what those things are like the main villains. And then these guys are their minions and they, you know, they rough you up and they, you know, they want to make sure that they're, you know, everything's kept under wraps, but we're blowing this shit out of the water because we got it online and we're exposing, you know, the behind the scenes. So they're probably the guys that are trying to keep it quiet. Like what's that movie with all those people in that fraternity, but they want to keep it quiet. What's that? I don't remember, but that, it's like that.
This is getting very exactly. Personal. It's getting extremely personal now. I said, it's getting extremely personal. Cause now they're coming after one of our boys here.
Well, yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, he could have just asked me. I probably would just give it to him instead of him just beating the ever-living shit out of me. I mean, I'm a reasonable dude. You know, I'd rather not die.
And what was on that flash drive again?
It was another couple of videos that we were going to release that we haven't released yet. He didn't go for my wallet. He went right for it. It's like he knew that I had it.
Well, did the police take a statement when they brought you in? Did anybody come in and see you other than the doctor?
Police? There was police?
Yeah, were they, some guy kicked the shit out of you. There should have been a police report.
The police? No, I don't. What? I don't think so.
Man, well, we're gonna have to take you down there first thing in the morning, or you know, as soon as fucking hospital. First thing, they'll probably won't let you out of here till like 3 o'clock.
But you'll be lucky
if you even get lunch.
But they locked up Jason, so what? I mean, they could lock me up. Are they gonna believe it?
I don't think we even want the police involved with this, dude. This is getting too. They're not gonna do shit. They're not gonna do anything. If there's some oversight and they forgot to take a statement, I think we should push it.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say anything about the tattoo or you know creepy monsters or anything. But like, he legitimately got fucked up. There was witnesses and stuff. Like, yeah, if he doesn't come forward, you know, someone in the office might report it. And then how's that going to look? Then it's going to look like we're covering something up.
Yeah, maybe I can get a police escort to my work every day, and then I won't get the shit beat out of me as I'm trying to walk in the door.
Well, what if we just...
I give you a high five, I'm like, fuck yeah!
Perhaps, though, if nobody reports it, perhaps we could use it to our advantage somehow. Or maybe we could... I don't know, I'm just trying to think of one of these, you know, like one of these 80s movies where, you know, you take someone's death or something or you, like, you know, sneak someone out of the hospital and, like, the other person stays in. I wonder if there's some kind of hijinks we can pull like that. I don't know if it would help us at all, but we should just maybe think about it, you know, because it might put them on the run if it's reported and the guy's being looked for. You know, I want to find the dude myself and kick the shit out of him.
Well, no, yeah, for sure.
But first I have to remember what the tattoo was.
All right. Well, don't worry about it for right now. I mean, we'll revisit that when you're feeling a little better.
Okay. But I might have to tell my mom that I might have to take a couple of days off and stay with one of you guys because my mom is a big lady, but I don't think she's gonna be able to protect me from whatever that guy is doing to me. So I'm probably gonna have to stay with one of you guys. Otherwise, I mean, I don't want to put her in harm's way. I mean.
come on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking we probably don't tell your mom what happened, because then she's going to be pissed at us.
No, that's okay. I've got, if anything, I could just pretend like, you know how I like to shoot monster movies every once in a while, just for the hell of it. I can tell her I got some, I know, this makeup. It's fine. We were shooting something, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we
can request you get released into one of our custody.
Well, they'll release you to yourself.
I'm not a child. I think I can get released and be fine. I still live with my mom. I get it. I'm in my 30s. I still live with my mom. She buys me Lunchables. I get it. But, you know, I can probably get released on my own. I can sign my own release. But thank you. I appreciate that. But I can stay with you guys, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we don't want to put your mom in any kind of harm's way.
I am going to assume you did say you were beat up to the hospital, though, right?
Well, as best as I can, as I'm being, you know, or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Because he called us first to say that he got beat up, and then we yelled at him and told him to call an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, just checking. Just want to make sure. Are you hanging out there for the evening? They're unlikely to release him at the moment. That's not really protocol, but I mean, if you really insist.
Well, how many nights is it for something like that? Because I stayed the night, so wouldn't that be, you know, part of the protocol where I'd have to at least stay one night and then I could be released after that?
I mean, they want you to stay until the morning for observation, mm-hmm. just to make sure, like, because you did get a concussion, things are not, I mean, you never really know, so they want to make sure you're, like, they check on you, like, every 20 minutes just to kind of, like, check in. Like, okay, you're okay. If you're sleeping, they'll check and, you know, make sure everything's looking good. If you ask to go, you could try that, but you're pretty sure they're going to try to dissuade you from that. Since neither of your friends is a trained medical professional, and if you went into a coma, they would have a liability. So, or had a seizure and then went into a coma, or had a stroke or something. Like, there's a lot of shit that could go wrong that they would prefer not to be liable for. So they're probably not going to release you till the morning. In the morning, you know, they'd probably.
Well, I'm going to suggest to Aaron that he and I go to the diner and let him get some sleep and shit. You know, because he's got to rest up, and you know, I think we can come back and collect him in the morning. That's my suggestion.
Are you okay with that, Randy? You're going to be okay by yourself?
Okay. Wait a minute. Are you seriously asking me this question right now? I mean, a big dude just broad daylight just tried to kill me. So, I mean, you not think this guy would, like, now that I'm admitted to this hospital, he could probably find any hospital where I'm at and probably finish me off, right? I mean, come on. This is like evil trope number whatever in a horror movie.
I don't really think that's very, like, super likely to happen, Randy, but if you're freaked out, I mean, we can stay here with you if you're freaked out.
Am I freaked out? I just almost got the ever-living shit beat out of me by a strange guy with a hoodie and a tattoo. I'm a little freaked out.
He did almost get murdered. I got to give him that.
Thank you. And I did fight. I fought back hard. I got a couple of punches and I had a kick to the balls.
I'm sure you did a good job. I mean, after fighting the Duwanda, I think you're stepping up your game.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Ash from the Evil Dead. Sometimes you just gotta up your game and you gotta get going. So that's what I did. Up my game. I didn't quite put anything on my hands or anything like that, but got a strong kicking game. And I'm like starting to kind of fall asleep a little bit.
Where did this happen, Randy? Outside your office?
Yeah, outside of my office. I was walking in, I was going to upload some more stuff and then just do my job, but I was also on the side just kind of upload some stuff, you know, kind of do a little double duty, you know, because my job is so easy and boring. And the guy just came up from behind me and just started wailing on me.
Would you feel comfortable if Aaron stayed with you? I want to go check out the scene there. Before anybody gets to it, I want to go check it out for myself. I don't know if I'll find anything, but I just I'm too ready.
Oh, you want to do like some, you want to do like some Sherlock shit and see if you drop something like a knife or candlestick or the hoodie. That'd be cool.
I do. Would you be comfortable if you're here just with,
I think Aaron is enough. Yeah, for sure. I don't need two guys. Maybe. I think you're okay. Yeah. Just be careful. You're a big dude. You're a big truck driver, but man.
When you say Aaron's enough, he looks over and he flexes a little bit. He's like, yeah. He's like, Randy, Jack. If you want to go over and check it out, the parking lot should be pretty lit up. If the cops didn't come, then they probably didn't look for anything. If you're okay going by yourself, I'll chill here.
Yeah, I want to go check it out because I don't think anybody did go. Probably, I want to make sure those assholes don't go back first and clean up anything.
All right, well, don't get murdered. All right, I mean, I'm already here, so if they bring you in, you can ask for this room. But
I'm pissed off enough right now, and I got my gun. So,
yeah. If anybody just like remember, that, he doesn't like swift kicks to the balls.
He's not gonna like a swift. He's not gonna like a swift sawed-off shotgun to the jugular either. So,
all right. Well, be careful.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave, and I'm gonna go to the office there.
Okay, it's not too far away, so we will break to take Jack's path while Aaron watches over Randy. It's, I don't know, let's say half hour away to get to parking lot. You pull in. What do you want to look for in particular?
Is it nighttime right now?
Yes. So it's late, like, I don't know, like 2, 3 a.m.
Okay. So I'm going to take my flashlight out there. I have my gun. And I've also got my knife on me, which I usually have. And is the parking lot well lit, or is it not? Or
As well lit as a. I mean, it's not like tons. I mean, there are definitely like lamp posts, right? So that there's not really anywhere that you could hide per se. It's definitely well enough lit that pretty much all the parking spaces are lit. The doors are lit. There are, actually, do you have, do you have photography?
I think I've got mechanicals. I don't think I have photography.
Okay. Do you have any of the academic stuff by any chance? Just curious.
I've got investigate. I think I have investigate. I have to pull it up, but I believe I have
Investigative procedure.
Yeah.
You have investigative procedure. You also note that there are cameras, security cameras at some, like the corner of the building, looking theoretically over the parking lot, and a few other interspersed here about like the one, one directly over the door, seeing who's coming in and out of the building. So you do notice that. And then as you're walking around, you may be able to find other stuff depending on what you're trying to look for.
Yeah, the guy didn't come in a car, right? He just ran out of the bushes and stuff, just ran out of the bushes, if I remember correctly. That's what Kurt said. Randy said.
Yes, he did. So he wasn't in a car in the parking lot. You would assume he had a vehicle somewhere nearby, you would think. At least,
So I'm gonna look for signs. I walk over to where, kind of neat, because he was near the entrance, he told us. So I walk over, and I use my flashlight to look at where it seemed like the struggle was taking place, because there was, like, some blood spatters and shit, because he was right by the door, I believe he told us. So I see that there is definitely something going on there. And I'm looking around on the ground for things that might have been drops. So I don't know, do I find anything?
Nothing was dropped. As far as it was a guy in a hoodie and jeans. He may have had a hand weapon of some sort, a bludgeoning type weapon. Actually, I think I might have actually said he had a crowbar. So nothing was dropped.
Is there any sign that I could find where he ran off to? Like, is there a trail? Is there a blood trail? Is there a...
Sure, yeah. So there's not a blood trail per se, since he wasn't necessarily bleeding. But you do see, like, a fairly... I mean, you're taking a look around. You're pretty scrupulous. You're pretty, you know, you're detail-oriented. You're really looking specifically to find that. So you kind of look near the side of the building, kind of near the entrance where someone might be able to hide. There are some hedges, and it looks like there's like a... Like the hedges were kind of like pulled apart, kind of right beside the building. Like someone... And there's like leaves and branches kind of broken. Like that's likely where he was waiting, because you get a vantage point of Randy's car. You'd know when he was coming out. You come up behind him, and you can kind of see some... it's not like soft ground per se. So it's not like you find like a footprint, like I can tell this is a Nike shoe from, you know, whatever, but it does look like there, someone was standing there, you know, like the mulch is kind of, you know, moved a little bit. Like someone was kind of like their feet kind of like shifted to move the mulch around.
I go to follow where I think he may have come from. In other words, if you're saying there was the bushes pushed apart, you know, backtrack to where he might have come in from. Because I do want to see I want to see if there's possibly a vehicle or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So you can track it back, kind of go down a little bit past the side of the building. The entrance is kind of on the front side. You kind of track back a little, you know, you can see the grass, you know, there's maybe some little bit of, you know, tracks you can see. And you notice that kind of behind the building, there's a parking lot. And then like a little, I don't know, let's just say, you know, like a Dunkin' Donuts that's on the back side of this building. So it's a pretty long building, but you kind of can track it back. And you kind of look around and notice that on the corner, sort of there's a dumpster, you know, on the side. On the backside for the Dunkin' Donuts, and you notice there's actually looks like some tire tracks, like someone had, you know, left in a hurry and squealed the tires, or, you know, left at least tracks in a hurry, which, you know.
Does the Dunkin' Donuts have security cameras? That would have been
there. They do. You don't know if it would show anything without seeing it, but there are cameras that are there. Whether or not they work and or cover a particular area, yeah, they do have them, though. It's pretty standard.
I'm gonna go into the Dunkin' Donuts, so I'm gonna ask if anybody saw anybody come in earlier that would match that description.
Okay. Just
a hood and a so I go in there, I go into the Dunkin' Donuts. Are they open at this point?
Yeah, I'm going to say this one's 24 hours.
Okay.
Or whatever. So it's 24-hour donut hut.
So I'm going to go in, and I'm going to say, listen, now I am confused. Is this the same night this happened, or is it...
Yeah, it's like 2 in the morning. Next day?
Yeah, this would be like... I mean, it happened at like 7 p.m. or whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to say, listen, I'm just going to be straight up with the person working in there and say, look, my friend was attacked here. He's at the hospital right now. I'm coming down here to see if there's anything that I can find to help out the police, because they haven't been here yet. And I'm curious if someone came in here and, you know, in a hoodie and, you know, sneakers, and I kind of give them a description that, that Randy gave.
I don't know, man. My shift started at 10, but I don't know. Maybe the manager would know something. You want me to grab them?
Yes, please. I really would. That'd be very helpful.
All right, man. Hold on. You want like a coffee or a donut or something while you wait?
I'll order one of your holes, one of your glazed jelly donut holes, please.
All right, man. Here, just, you know what? Don't tell. Just tell him. Tell him this one's on me. Like, your friend got all beat up. Here you go. He puts a couple in a box and is like.
And I give him. I give him a $5 bill, and say, you know, as like a tip. I say, yeah, thanks, man.
So he walks back, and kind of a large dude comes out of the back office. Yeah, what can I do for you? Stevie says, like, friend got attacked, beat up, something. What's going on? What can I do for you?
Yeah, I just look very, you know, concerned, and I'm honest with the guy. I say, listen, you know, same thing. I'm here. I repeat what I said to the first dude. And I said, I just want to know if this guy, if you saw anybody like matching this description that was hanging out around here, if you could have help me out with any kind of info.
Do you have like cop talk or intimidate?
I have intimidate. But I don't know if I want to intimidate the dude.
Yeah. Do you have any of the other ones, like the negotiation, reassurance, streetwise?
I might hit, let me check it out. Let me see. I should have had this pulled up before. But.
Just to see what angle you might be able to take.
Let's see.
Dead air. Dead air song. Do 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 do.
That's right. This will all get edited out.
I forgot you actually edit.
I do.
Damn, I'm trying to find my Dropbox folder. I know I have it.
Goddamn it. Should print on a goddamn sheet.
I mean, if I actually knew where it was, this is way more convenient.
Nice.
Oh, I know it. I found the problem. That was dumb. I found it.
Now I feel like I should print out everybody's sheet so that I have it. So I could just be like, oh, no, you have this and this.
Yeah. Okay, I've got, let's see here. I do have investigative procedure. I have occult studies. And I have intimidate, so I don't have any other, but I have intimidate. But I don't think this is a situation to use intimidate.
Okay. He's going to be like,
Oh, but remember, I was a former... I don't think this has ever come up before in the game, but don't forget I was a former professional wrestler. And this guy might seem like the kind of dude. This is a big fat dude who runs the Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. He might be into professional wrestling, you know?
I did forget about that. Okay, he's like, yeah, man, like, look, I get it and all, like, you gotta watch out for your friends, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, a lot of people come in here, you know, I don't know. You know, it's not like I fucking look around and be like, oh, there's a guy in a hoodie. There's a guy not in a hoodie. I mean, there's a lot of fucking people with hoodies. It's a big deal these days. It's getting chilly out. But, you know, I haven't really seen – there wasn't anything in particular that I noticed. But, you know, like, are you a cop?
No, man. This is my – I'm here to help my friend. The cops screwed him over so far. No one has come to even take a report.
Shit, I hear that.
You know, and I'm trying to, you know, and I go in and I say, you know, I'm not looking for any trouble with the guy, but, you know, and then I kind of go into how I was like, I used to be a professional wrestler, and I'm like, you know, I need to make sure my friend's protected, so I'm out here to, you know, and I kind of like, I can tell the dude just likes to watch that kind of stuff. He's the type of person who would like it, and so I kind of go into the whole, hey, I have to protect my friend because I have all the wrestling skills kind of spiel with him, and I ask him if he's got, if he remembers if anybody came in like that, they would have had a tattoo because we think the guy had a wrist tattoo.
Okay, yeah, he's like, wait a minute, I knew you looked familiar, wait a minute, who was you again? Who was you?
I'm Jack Crandall.
And I
can't remember now. Jack Crandall? They used to call me. Yep, they used to call me Bandana Jack Braun.
Oh shit, Bandana Jack! When you'd be all like, I'm coming from the top rope, and then you like, you know, and then that one time when you choked that dude out with your bandana when the ref wasn't looking. Shit, right. You remember that? And you were like, fuck this belt. And you like threw the belt down. You didn't even care about the belt.
Hell yeah, dude. I can tell you're a big fan of wrestling, man. And any fan of wrestling is a friend of mine.
Shit, man. Yeah, like, oh, God. You were like, you're like a bruiser. Why'd you quit, man?
Well, unfortunately, my partner, I can't remember, but I tell my backstory of the guy that my friend died, and it was he essentially died on purpose by having me. I didn't, you know, he intentionally made it go wrong, and he died. So I I'm sensitive to that, so I kind of just say it a little bit, you know. I don't get into it too much, but I'm like, yeah, that's why I retired, man.
Fuck, man, that's fucked up. That's some fucked up shit. See, I tell my friends all the time, they're like, fuck, wrestling ain't real. Wrestling's fucking real, bro. Real, real.
It's real. It's real world, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you got out of it. Because, like, you seem like a good dude. You're always, like, straight up. You're always a great, I mean, you know, play it up to the crowd. You know, role model for the kids. You weren't doing all them drugs, getting drinking, doing crazy shit.
So listen,
there's one guy like in the corner, like with a cup of coffee, is like heads like down, like he was out drinking and like stopped for coffee. And the guy starts freaking out, and he just kind of like looks up and like grabs his head and like starts rubbing his temples.
So I'm gonna ask. So I say, hey, you know, I can totally understand if you guys don't remember the guy specifically, but listen, I saw you got some security cameras up there. I mean, it would really help me out a lot. I don't know if you could pull up the footage, you know, from around, you know, such and such time, whenever he was attacked. Because I followed a trail of some kind down here, and it looked like someone might have been hanging out here and kind of walked up there. So, I mean, that would really, really help me out just to help me even rule it out. You know what I mean? If the guy wasn't here, then, you know, I can tell the police later on. And, you know, might save you guys some trouble, too, not having to deal with them.
Yeah, shit, man. Yeah, look, I'm not allowed to put – yeah, I'm really not supposed to let anyone, like, come into the back room or anything and, like, check stuff out. But Bandana Jack, he's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants in this store.
Yeah, man.
Like, you're a badass. I'm not going to say no. You know, your friend get roughed up. Fuck, I know that. You got to get your friends back. Fucking Bandana Jack don't let his friends get fucking – jacked up in a parking lot and do nothing about it. I get it. Look, okay, let's go back here. Let's the tapes are good. Tapes should be good. It's all electronic bullshit. I don't know. There's a server or some computational whatever. But here, come on back. District manager, shit, they're not gonna come in at 4 a.m. Come on. Like that asshole, he might roll in at an 8 a.m., maybe, if I'm lucky. But he didn't give a shit about the night shift. There's like one that drunk dude right over there. He's fucking here every night. That's all that guy ever does is drinks and then comes in and gets a coffee and a goddamn donut.
He looks around.
Go back to sleep, John.
So I'm like,
he just like waves his hand.
He takes you back in the office. You know, it's kind of like a standard fast food joint office. There's like papers on the desk everywhere. But you do notice there's like a couple television monitors, like the 4 or 5 bank or 6 kind of closed circuit TV stuff, or there's one, and it kind of rotates between different cameras. And he's kind of like, I don't know, man, like which one of these, like I can rewind, but you know, I'll scroll through. Tell me when to stop. And I'm guessing he'll scroll through to where like the dumpster kind of area is.
Mm-hmm. So I point that out. It's like, that's where I think the dude would have been hanging out, because it would make sense.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I tell him maybe we can put it back to whatever the time was. I forget what time happened to Randy, but, we can put it back to approximately that time, and I'd say maybe like half hour or so before that too.
Okay. Yeah, he rewinds a bit, blah blah blah. Usually it's not a hell of a lot of action. There's not much, there's just people running stuff out. at like 9 at Radio Island some more. There's a couple cars going around through the drive-through. About, you know, 6:15, you see like a car moving in. It looks like an old Buick. It actually, so he stops it. I'm assuming you tell him stop. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah, that looks suspicious. Let's check this out.
So you notice the car, it's weird because it pulls in and kind of arcs around. The camera's kind of pointed right toward the dumpster. And it kind of comes around and you see it like pull up and then back into a spot by the dumpster where you saw the tire tracks. And you can kind of get a glimpse of the guy. It's like a skinny white guy. Looks like he has blonde hair, kind of short cropped. Has a hoodie on, with a hoodie up, but you can kind of get the gist. Actually, I said no hoodie up while he's in the car. Pulls the car in. You see him kind of like check some stuff on a phone, doing whatever, looking kind of whatever. He gets out of the car. You notice he has kind of the short blonde hair. It looks like it might have been like dyed, kind of like the bleach blonde, like. But not a very good job at it. You know, you see him kind of like pull the hoodie up, kind of gets a little like, you know, kind of like pumps himself up a little bit. And then you see him kind of like look around and he walks toward the building, kind of off camera toward Randy's building. You have him fast forward a little bit till about, you know, 7 o'clock, 7:15. And you see the guy with the hoodie kind of like sprint back, opens the car and just like cranks it and just like floors it out of there, squealing tires, and takes off.
And I said, dude, that's completely him. He matches the description absolutely perfectly. And I slap him on the back and like pretend it's like a really big deal, like this awesome thing, you know. Bandana Jack's real proud of him. But I say, hey, listen, I know you probably can't, I would imagine, give me a copy of this or anything, right? I mean, like, is that even a possibility? Like, if I gave you my email or something, or is that, like, completely outside of your hands?
I mean, I'm not very familiar with how it works. I don't know, do you know any, like, computer guys or anything? I mean, I could probably send a file from somewhere, but I'm sure it can.
Let me do this, man. Can we rewind that back? Can I just listen, man? I'm just gonna be real with you. I want to find this motherfucker. Cause Bandana Jack don't fuck around with this shit. Can I just use my camera on my phone? Can I just record that little piece right there? Then you don't have to send me anything. You don't have to do. You know, you don't have to deal with it. You don't have to ask your manager or anything like that. But I got to record this on my phone so that I can bring it to, you know, the cops, or I can do something myself or whatever.
I'll do it under one condition.
What's that?
You give that motherfucker a flying elbow from me.
Oh, dude. I'm going to give him a Bandana Jack slap back.
Oh, shit. You're going to give him a slap back? You say, Tyrese said this slap back's for you.
I'll do it.
Shit, man. Let's go. I'm a rewind. Get your camera out, buddy. This is the shit. Fucking Bandana Jack. Jacking shit up.
So I take my camera out, and I just record just what we saw, yep. You know, the prelim and the after. And so I say, oh man, listen, you've been such a huge help, dude. And you know, I say, yeah, you know, now since I'm retired, I'm a professional truck driver, and you know, if you ever want to come check out, you know, Bandana Jack's rig, you know, you just let me know, man. I give him like a business card.
Oh man, I hate to say it, I'm gonna take you up on this though. I'm gonna come out there and see that rig. That sounds awesome.
Well, you just like I said, man. You give me a call sometime, and we'll set it up.
I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. Could you do me one more favor? Can you sign this wrapper for me?
Absolutely.
Oh man, this is the best day ever. I'll tell you what. Whatever you want, tell Bill out there. You know, dozen donuts, coffee, whatever you want, man. That's on me. Tyrese says, fucking Bandana Jack gets what he wants in this bitch.
Yeah, Thanks, Tyrese. So, yeah, so I signed the shit and, you know, I start going out. And I'm wondering if, because I think I think I should still have the GoPro camera.
Sure, yeah.
So I think it'd be smart to place the camera maybe in again, kind of hide it somewhere in the area where Randy was attacked, just in case someone comes back and tries to, you know, clean up their tracks or do something like that. So on the way back to my truck, I kind of find a place where it'd be a decent view, was kind of hidden. I don't know, like it's in the bushes or and place that there.
Okay. Can do.
Cool. So I guess I decide, you know, hey, because that didn't take too long, I guess I'm going to go back to the hospital. That's where those two guys are.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it'll take a little while because you had to, like, go through the footage. You were talking, driving time. Also, you get back, you know, 6:30, something like that. Okay. At about, I'm going to say about 7 o'clock, a nurse comes by the room and says, Mr. Anders, there's an officer here to see you about the attack. He'd like to talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Let him in.
Okay. He walks in. He's, you know, pretty standard looking, you know, just, you know, not a detective, just like a regular, I don't know, beat cop, whatever that term is. I know there's a word for that. A uni is what they call them, I guess, in most shows that have detectives. And so he's like, Mr. Anders, I'm Sergeant Jeffries. We received a notification from the hospital that you were attacked last night.
And Aaron just, he stands up and says, how come nobody took a statement yesterday? We didn't see anybody. There was no cops around anywhere.
Well, I mean, we're busy. I mean, I don't know what you're saying.
He's like, almost murdered.
I mean, he's standing here talking to me. I mean, look, there were actual people murdered. A lot of them, actually. That seems to happen in big cities. There are drug dealers. Like, you know, we have a lot of shit to deal with. And in this case, he went to the hospital. He was fine. You know, we're going to take a statement when we have time. But, you know, unless he's calling 911 and saying someone's beating his ass up right now, you know, we get to it when we get to it, all right? Who the fuck are you anyway?
Protect, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
I'm Randy's friend.
I'm here to serve. You know what? Unless you want a resisting arrest charge thrown out, I think everyone can get the hell out of here other than Mr. Anders, because this is business between the two of us.
It's business. Well, I look at Randy. Do you want me to stay?
I don't want you to get in trouble, man. Just sit outside. Just if you could just sit outside the door, you know, just in case.
Well, I think it's okay. Identification on this guy. I asked directly for a business card. I want his badge number because I don't trust that this guy's even a real cop.
Okay. He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, that's your right as a citizen. I am here to serve and protect.
And threaten?
Look, I'm trying to get my job done here and I don't have time for some fucking Columbo Jr. telling me how to do my job. So he pulls out a business card. He pulls out his badge. I don't know if you have bullshit detector. Anyone has bullshit detector, it's real. It's a real cop.
I do. You know,
it's a real badge. That checks out. The business card looks legit. He looks like a cop.
Okay. So, you know, I guess I'm satisfied then.
So are you guys going to, you know, step it down a little bit and let me talk to your friend so that I can maybe try to figure out who the hell did this, or do you want to keep, you know, jerking my chain about how I'm not doing my job well enough?
He kind of gives him the hand motion, like, go ahead.
All right, Mr. Anders, can you please tell me what happened?
So, I was walking into work, and a guy in a black hoodie and blue jeans and brown shoes, and I think he had blonde hair. He was about 6'3", I think. And he had a tattoo on his left wrist, which I'm a little foggy on right now, but maybe it'll come to me. And he just didn't ask me for anything, like my wallet or anything, just started just wailing and beating the shit out of me. And I tried to fight him off as best as I can, and he just kept doing it. I gave him a big kick, hard kick in the balls, because that's what I do. And then I was about to run away, and then he got me a little bit more, but then I was able to get away. And I called 911, and they brought me here, and I'm a little fuzzy on the details, but is that a good enough description, officer?
I mean, that's a damn good start. Most people, I have to drag these details out. I mean, that's pretty good. So he's blonde hair, 6'3"-ish, so all right. So was he like, muscly guy, like big build? Was he heavy set? Was he thin?
I think he was huge. He was really wailing on me. So I'm guessing he was pretty muscular. I think a muscular.
And did he have a weapon or anything, or was it just fists?
No, I don't remember. I think he had a knife at the time when we were fighting, because before it was all fisticuffs, and then he brought out a knife. I thought, and I can't remember. So,
do you have any stab, it's like the nurses didn't say you had any lacerations, so.
No, I was able to knock it out of his hand. I think he probably ended up picking it up, but no, I'm okay. I just have a lot of bruising.
Man, damn, that sounds like you're pretty lucky, son. You mentioned a tattoo. Is this like a... do you remember if it was like a symbol, one of those like Chinese symbols,
it was a symbol.
Picture? Was it a, okay, it was a symbol. Okay. That's a good start.
Yeah.
You remember what it looks like? Was it like a word? Was it one symbol? Was it detail?
Okay. Well, now I'm going to have somebody remind me because I don't remember.
I don't think you were super specific, Neil. I think you just said there was a symbol on his wrist.
Yeah, I'm going to say you... The question is, if you can play it like you don't remember per se, or you can remember it. I mean, you can remember the general look of it. You may not be able to, draw it perfectly, but you could probably get close. It was more like you would... if you described it, to say anyone with occult knowledge would probably say it sounds like some kind of occult symbol versus like a kanji or anything like that. You don't know what it means at the moment, but it's likely a symbol, either a word for a god or a demon or a something like an occult.
I have a cult study, so I probably would know, but I don't think I think I'm just gonna play the fuzzy card and just be like, I think it was like cult in nature, but I don't describe it at all. I just say it just kind of looked like something that someone would have if they were in a gang or in a cult or something like that.
Do you think you'd recognize it if I showed you, if you had a book, with all the various gang related tattoos?
And then I'm falling asleep a little bit, and then I kind of shake awake and I go, I don't know. Everything is really fuzzy right now.
Look, I understand that. No, I would say no. The cop is not familiar with you. He does not watch a lot of YouTube.
He's on the streets.
Almost arrested before. That was the only reason why I asked.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. It wasn't his case or anything. So, he's like, Yeah, I understand. You know, it's probably been a long night. But what I'd like you to do, at least, you know, I have a couple more questions, but I think what would be best eventually is once you get rested up, it'd be great if you could come down to the station and really look through some of our book of mugshots. We have all the tattoos from various gangs, various people. You know, if this person has a prior record, you know, I think it would be best if you could kind of look through and see if you identify anybody. You know, maybe he's been arrested before. We could help track him down. In the meantime, I'll definitely go, you know, check out the area. But, you know, so you're saying you're going in, he attacks you, you fight him off. You said he didn't try to take anything. Like
I thought he was going to mug me and take my wallet, but he didn't take anything. He just, it's like he was really just amped up to beat the crap out of me.
So do you have any enemies? Is there anyone that you know that would, you know, like a
no.
former, you know, or any of your girlfriends, you know, maybe a new guy or they?
No.
All right. Nobody, no one's threatened you. No one at work has, you know, maybe someone got
fired. No, no. Well, my buddy, oh my God, what's his name? Steve? Was it Steve? I don't remember.
It was Steve. It was Steve.
Okay, good. It's been such a long time. Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, now that you mentioned it, my buddy Steve's been missing for a really long time.
Wait.
Maybe that's part of it.
Aaron's behind the cop going, throat cut motion, stop. No,
wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You had a friend, a work friend named Steve, who is missing?
Right? Guys, wait, no one's around. Wait.
Well, I think, can I say...
Wait a minute. Is that... That might be the latest episode of NCIS that my mom watches. Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little fuzzy. I start, like, really, like, started to, like, kind of fall asleep.
He's like, all right, well, look. I mean, I think this is enough, at least, for us to go on. I'm going to go to your office. I'm going to start, you know, looking into this. I'll make sure I can look at any, if there's any security footage in the area. We'll start kind of talking to some folks, see if anyone saw anything, but, you know, here's my card. Make sure you give me a call, you know, while it's still fresh, either today or tomorrow. You know, I'd really like to get you into the station, you know, look at some mug shots. You know, once you're a little, you know, get some rest, maybe you get your, a little less foggy, you know, get some food in you, you know, maybe then you can come down to the station. I really want to run through some more of these details, and you know, the faster we find this guy, and if there's someone else missing from your office, then you know, this sounds like there's something going on that might be bigger than this. So you know, I definitely think, you know, this, you know, I apologize, we probably should have talk to you a lot sooner, particularly, you know, in light of this. So I'm going to go get on this, and, you know, I want you to rest up, you know, get better, and, you know, give me a call. We'll start trying to track this guy down.
Nice. So I take his card, and I go, yes, sir. And then I just kind of pretend like I crash.
He just rolls his eyes and walks out like, oh, God.
All right, well, so when he's gone, that's when I say to these guys, hey, listen, I did find something out there. I said, I got footage. I got footage of the guy.
You did? Oh, yeah, let's get this fucker.
So I show these guys the cell phone video. Yep.
Oh, okay. Shit. How did you get that?
I look. Yeah, I go, that's him. What did you do?
I got it from the Dunkin' Donuts for the donut right. 24/7 down the road there.
Did you talk to my man Tyree? Tyree is the best, man.
Yeah, I even got one of those glazed jelly donut bowls that they got there.
Dude, oh man, you got to talk to Tyree and get some free and get some dolls. Sweet. This is my favorite.
So yeah, so I mean, do you think this is the guy?
Oh yeah, that's totally.
I mean, you got video.
Yeah, that's definitely, you definitely recognize him. That's 100% of him.
Is there So I take a closer look at the footage. Do we get? Can we kind of see a license plate or no?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. I was going to say it's, you know, I don't know if we can get something to zoom in on this and see, because like we can't see it, you know, just with our naked eyes here. So I don't know if either of you guys can, if you guys can, you know, zoom in with software or. I don't know. It's something we could work with.
Well, I guess.
So where are we? It's still in the hospital. We haven't been released. Yeah, I haven't been released yet. We're just kind of hanging out here watching this.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, the doctor comes in, does another, you know, the pen light and the pupils, see what it's. He's like, everything checks out. You know, I'm going to give you some pain meds to, you know, in case the. You know, you get a headache or, you know, the bruising's probably going to get worse, probably going to feel worse over the next couple of days. So, you know, you can take these, you know, if you have any, if you need it. And, you know, just make sure you get some rest, you know, have your friends keep an eye on you. You may still be a little fuzzy, but, you know, everything checks out. Looks like everything's going to be fine. So, you know, you can collect your belongings and, sign the discharge paperwork whenever you're ready.
Cool. So I look at Jack and I say, you know what? I think I can work some magic. I just have to grab my computer at my parents' house or at my mom's house. And then we can go over to whoever's house and we can magic, I think.
Nice.
I think one of us should probably go pick it up because you look like shit. Is your mom like at work? Just give me your keys. I can run over and grab it. We don't want you to be anywhere near your mom right now, I don't think.
Well, I suppose. But we all should probably drive together. I'll just stay in the car because who knows? They might find out where I live. I mean, who knows? Maybe. Hopefully, my mom's okay.
I think that's a good idea. We probably should all go together. That makes sense.
Well, do you have the truck? Because I came up after work last night.
Yeah, I got the truck. Again, it's not like the big, you know, I don't have, I just got the front part of the truck.
Okay. All right, well, let's get all Randy's shit and let's get him out of here. And we'll, you want to stop and get something to eat? Do you feel up to, like, grabbing some food or do you want to just get back and crash?
Oh, I'm always up for food, man. Oh, that sounds awesome. My stomach's been rumbling for a while. Man, seriously, taking a heavy beating really makes you hungry.
I'll take your word for it.
Like, you've never gotten beat up before, Aaron. Come on. You're Irish for crying.
You can't say shit like that.
Oh, but, sorry, dude.
Yes,
sorry.
No, but not as bad
fuzzy.
As you.
I'm a little fuzzy. My id is probably a little bit weird right now.
It's all right. You're my bro.
Oh, sorry, man. I apologize. Well, so,
I mean,
love you, man.
You guys want to stop at the diner? Or just want to eat at one of the places or what?
Yeah, I mean, we can hit the diner. It's probably swing that way on the way.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't really talk at the diner, right?
Well, we are movie makers.
We'll just take it to our film.
Yeah.
We'll say it's special effects makeup on Randy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, like, 3 hours later, they finally bring the paperwork in from the sign? After, here, sign this and leave.
Yeah, it'll be like, it's like 9:30, 10. Someone wanders in.
Aaron's just flipping through the channels on the TV, waiting, tapping his foot, impatient.
Yeah. I'm probably actually finally getting some well-needed rest and snoring loudly.
So they sign, or he signs, and
So you can get his stuff. You guys can talk about what you're doing next. If you're going to stop somewhere in between going to Randy's, and I'll be back in 1 second.
Sure thing. So what's easier for you, Randy? You want to go with me, or do you want to get up in the truck?
Yeah, I'm not much for moving too much. Yeah, I'll probably just go with you, Aaron.
All right, fair enough. Jack, you want to take lead? We'll follow in behind you, and we'll Yeah, we'll stop and get some breakfast. I haven't had anything to eat since I left work yesterday.
All I had was that donut hole.
Yeah, all right, cool. So we'll head over. We'll stop in at the diner. It's probably fairly busy, I would imagine, if it's, 9:30 or so. So we'll go aim. We'll, chill for 10 or 15 minutes while they're cleaning the table. Thankfully, the woman that we talked to is not waiting at the front, so we kind of like sneak in and like catch a table, order some waters, just like a whole bring a whole pot of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. I try to like walk as straight as I can, so it looks like I'm so hobbled, so people aren't staring at me.
Yeah, I'm standing there. If you want to like lean on me, I'll walk real slow with you.
Nice. You can always pretend it was like a hard night the night before or something, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So as we're waiting for her to, come back and, take orders and stuff, I'm like, all right, well, do you really remember what that tattoo looked like? And why the fuck would you tell him that you were in the office where Steve disappeared? Like, the guy didn't know who we were, man.
Hey, dude, I've got punched on the side of the head like 15 times. Give me a little bit of a break, man. I'm gonna let my noodles a little bit screwed up here.
They would have figured that out anyway if they started to investigate. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, yeah, he's gonna check out my work anyway. So somebody's gonna find out that Steve's gone. So, since I told him right away, they know what the deal is, and then they're not going to question me if I'm lying. Because especially if they found out Steve's gone and I didn't tell them about it, that puts me in hot water.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah, see? I'm not that stupid. I kind of pause a little bit. Go. It's going on, though. It's going on great here.
All right. So do you think, should we do, like a Google search for, occult symbols? Do you think, maybe you'd recognize, if you saw the symbol, would you recognize it?
Yeah, I think so. Again, because I watch all these horror movies and stuff like that, I love delving into it. And, excuse me.
Well, also too.
Oh man, this stuff is good.
If we're gonna try and resolve this video to a higher resolution, I think it might be a little too much to hope that we would see the tattoo. But we can see what we see. If we can see the license plate, maybe the guy would have presented his hand in such a way that we can see what's on there. I don't know.
Maybe we can sit. We can find where he lives. We can sit outside his house when he leaves. We can break in and we can investigate. That'd be sweet.
Could just kick the fuck out of him.
That works for me too.
Well, so
Anna Jack's been looking for some play. So,
well, this is kind of weird. Maybe I don't know. But if you can't remember, what if we took you to a hypnotist to try to get you to remember? Maybe you could fucking sketch it out, or at least describe it, and somebody else could sketch it out.
Whoa! But what if something's buried so deep inside of me that when the hypnotist hypnotizes me, it brings all the evil out? That maybe he planted some evil in me. Wait, that sounds bad. Maybe that I don't know. Creepy, dude.
Right. So we can just tell them to go just real low, right? So just skim the surface. We tell them exactly what we're looking for. You should be able to, help you to remember, maybe, right?
Maybe, I guess.
They help people quit smoking and lose weight and whatever else. Just to remember a thing that you already know, it should still be in there.
Yeah. Well, why don't we try the video first? Why don't we try to see if we can get, if we can, see this guy's tattoo a little bit better, and then we could search it online first before I get any voodoo going on.
We could try that first. I'm just throwing it out there as an option.
Yeah. I've never been hypnotized before. That'd be kind of fun. Maybe it can help me lose weight a little bit too. That'd be awesome.
They're gonna plant a seed or whatever to make you go to the gym, right? You go to the gym with us.
Yeah, there you go. Gosh, that'd be good. I'd still have to bring my inhaler, but I can do it.
Yeah, you gotta start off real slow.
Yeah, definitely slow. That's slow and steady. That's who wins the race, right? Where's that food?
I'm really hungry.
I don't know. She didn't come back. Aaron starts looking around.
I mean, do you guys still want to order, or we can just get up and go if she's not coming around?
Aaron will kind of like, he'll half stand and kind of like wave his hand at someone who's vaguely looking in their direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Jack. I got to get a little bit of food in me, man. It was a really long night.
Waitress, okay, cool. Eleanor, you're probably, you know, mid-50s comes by. Hey, darling, sorry. We were real swamped today. I don't know. Is it a holiday? I don't even know. I don't know what all these people are doing here. I don't know why they're not at work, but what can I get you guys?
Well, we have our coffee already. The other girl helped us with that. I think we're ready to order. Bacon, eggs, pancakes. I want the whole nine yards.
All right, works. How you like them eggs?
Scrambled with cheese, a little bit of cheese in it.
Oh yeah, loaded up. Got it.
Burn the potatoes too. I like that.
Oh man, and potatoes.
Bacon, eggs, please.
You're a grown boy, growing out. I'm just kidding, darling.
It was a long night.
Oh, I'll bet you're out, you know, catching all them ladies up.
That we were.
What he's having and what he's having.
It looks like you could use some Band-Aids, son. What happened to you?
Oh, don't worry about me, ma'am. We're shooting a horror movie. It's nothing. This is all fake. And I go to touch it and I go, oh, see?
Wow.
Fake.
That's who does your makeup? Because they are surely a professional. I mean, I've never seen a realer. I mean, the black eye, it's all swollen. I mean, I've seen Rocky a bunch of times, and this is even way better than that. And what a good actor.
Well, maybe next time.
Like, ooh, it's hot. This is hurting. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. You go next. Say, next time maybe we'll bring Brenda in and you two can chat it up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, I feel like my rouge might be all off and, you know, I don't know about the eyeliner even.
Oh.
I feel like she could, I mean, I don't want to look like I was beat up or nothing, but like, I feel like if you can do that good a job, you can make me look like a supermodel.
Exactly. Nobody wants to look like this. I touch it again. I go, oh, God, do that.
She just looks sad.
I say to her, I said, Brenda wouldn't have to do too much to make you look like a supermodel. And I winked at her.
Oh, this guy. See, I knew it. Lady killer over here. I better watch out. My husband's going to get jealous.
Oh, I didn't realize you were married. Well, he's a lucky fella.
I'll surely tell him. He will have a laugh at that. Don't worry. He's a good guy. We get along. We've been married for 30 years. Three kids.
That's wonderful.
Six grandkids. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that youngest one. I don't think he's ever going to settle down. He's just like you. He's out there getting all them ladies. Although, to tell you the truth, I think maybe he's getting some of the guys too. I don't know. I'm just kidding. We like to give him a hard time. I'm okay with it. He can be whatever he wants to be as long as he's happy.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it.
All right. Well, boys, I'm going to put a rush on this. It took a little while, so I'll be right back. And you know, if you want to just slip Brenda's card to me or bring her in next time. Make sure you tell them to look for Faye. I'm here anytime. I work mornings through, afternoon shifts. So, I can definitely use some tips on the makeup. And if you need any advice with the ladies, I know how to get, quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Quickest way through a lady's heart, through chocolates. Chocolates also through the stomach. But, feed a guy a lot of good food. He'll be with you forever. But, ladies, they love the chocolate. It's an aphrodisiac, they say.
And I'll write that down.
I eat chocolates every night. Wink. Okay, boy, see you later. She goes off.
And I go, thanks, Faye. And then I turn to everybody, and I turn to those two, and I go, why is everybody that waitress here or waiter just really chatty?
Well, I mean, they're working for tips.
Right? They're very friendly.
Pays to be chatty.
That's I mean, true. It is called Characters the Diner.
worst name ever.
All right. Yeah, a couple minutes go by. She'll bring your food back. If you need anything else, you know, she's happy to oblige.
Nice. Yeah, so basically I just scarf all my food down. Waste no time.
So there's probably not a lot of conversation. We're just like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't remember. Did I write down the name of the lady that... Wasn't it another woman that worked there that you...
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
I don't remember who the other one was.
Because you were talking about her being an actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just making notes so I actually remember characters later.
Her cousin is the one that put the cannon on the truck.
Oh, that's right. I'm just going to put other waitress, and then I'll...
I'm trying to find it in my notes, but I'm not having any success.
Okay. I'll put another waitress for now. We could retcon a new name if I need to later.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So since we probably don't do a lot of talking, so I just say, so what are we doing? Are we gonna go get my computer? Is that what we're gonna do? Go get my computer and then just see if we can figure out if we can see this tattoo. Or maybe we can get his license plate number and then I can hack into the... See if we can find out where this guy lives. Yeah.
Yep, and we're going to make sure you stay in the car.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, yeah, let's do that. So we'll sit for like a half an hour maybe, 45 minutes to eat, chat, and then head over to your place.
Okay.
Like 11-ish, so your mom's probably at work.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you guys get to the house, I'm assuming.
If that's where you're going. We want to grab his computer.
Okay. You guys are headed in, and you notice that the front door is slightly ajar.
Randy, fuck. Do we leave him or do we bring him? Oh my God, Brett, are you kicking your computer? What's happening?
Why is it? I don't know.
Every time you touch it, we get all kinds of noise.
That's weird. Okay, I won't touch it then. I won't touch it.
He's just doing it for ambiance.
So I immediately just turn back to the car and say, to Jack, I said, do we want to leave Randy here or do we want to bring him and grab your fucking gun?
So do I see this?
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah. At your front door, okay. Yelling back.
No,
I
don't know how ajar it is and how close we are. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying John's not inside. He sees the door ajar and he's yelling at, yep. Jack, your car, you're in the truck right there, so you can definitely see him yell something at him. So,
all right, so I don't even wait for them to, I don't even wait for Jack to have an answer. I just grab the nearest wrench and I start walking towards Aaron because I'm like, no one messes with my mom.
So as he like runs up to me, I grab him. I'm like, all right, settle down. Behind me. And in front of Jack. Don't go fucking crazy. You're already concussed. I don't want you back in the hospital.
Hey, if that fucker is here to do something to my mom, I'm gonna fucking kill that dude.
Well, listen, we don't know your mom's probably fine.
You know? My mom does not leave the door unlocked. You don't understand.
I know, but her car's not here.
No doors ajar in our house, people.
Yeah. But she's probably at work. She's probably at work, you know, so.
Oh, she better be.
Yeah.
Stay calm.
Okay.
All right, so I don't have anything with me because I wasn't expecting anything, so I'll just, like, sort of, like,
well, I can give you the knife. Well, let me give you the knife I have first because I got my gun.
Okay. All right. So I got the knife, and I'll kind of get up to the door, and I'll just, you know, like, give them, like, be quiet sign. And just listen to see if I hear, like, anybody rummaging around, if there's, like, shit being knocked over.
Okay. I'm going to do some more fun time things, like a sense trouble check that you don't know the result of. But you can tell me how many points you want to spend.
I will spend 2 because this seems important.
I'll spend 2.
Just Aaron at the moment. So. Oh,
okay. This is the kind of stuff I still don't know really how it works yet.
Well, since I'm like at the door actively doing a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You listen, and it is completely quiet. You don't hear anything.
Okay. I have the knife, so I'm gripping the knife blade like back up my arm, so I'm not like out stabby. It's like, mm-hmm. like if I was gonna, you know, bring my arm at it, would slash. So I put my left hand on the door and I push it a little bit and I kind of like duck my head to like get that angle as the door is open. And then he just like fucking like shoulder roll, like fucking barrels into the room and like, you know, stands up in the middle of the room, like brings the knife back around, like, bah! Looking around to see if anybody's there. This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.